Ai, tēnā anō koutou e whakarongo mai na ko Gurley Clark tēnei. A ke runga te raina taku tangata kai kōrero i ngā tūrei. Kamutu ko Matt King for the National Party. Nā koe e tēnā whakarongo mai to all those that are listening to me this morning. I've got Matt King, my usual kai kōrero for a Tuesday morning. And of course, we're going to go through and see how we are. Matt, it's getting close to election time now, not long. So I suppose you are beating the roads at the moment and seeing how we go with this year's voting. So we'll wait and see, eh?
Morena Gilly, I want to try out my little bit, because it's Maori Language Week, I want to try out a little line for you, and you tell me whether it's any good or not. Okay, ready? Ko te wiki o te reo Māori, kia kaha te reo Māori.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, very good. Yeah. You're really champion at doing your... And the way you're pronouncing the words too are good. Very good.
Can I try one more line? He tonga te reo Māori, kia kaha o te reo Māori.
Oh, that's good. Good on you. I hope everybody... you know, Matt, I hope everybody learns lines, you know, and it's good even anyone for that matter that are living in New Zealand get a line and, you know, even just a few pages and a few lines, it's good, you know, at least they're trying, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I sense, because we've got Jo Hayes in our party and she's Māori, and I asked her if she could send me a couple of lines to use on my... my interview today.
Oh, very good. Oh, kia ora to you anyway. Kia ora. All right then. Okay, I know it's Māori Language Week, and I was listening last night to a few kōrero on Pouaka Whakaata on the Māori TV, and then I heard a few Māori kōreros, and it was quite fascinating. It was about one gentleman that's been overseas and he's come back. And he was doing his Māori language overseas. And I thought, oh, why is he going over there to do that instead of staying back in New Zealand? However, he was learning as well as going overseas on a trip. So he was lucky. He was lucky to do that. Right. Anyway, we'll come back to our little story for the morning. So my first question is, iwi have concerns that doctors and scientists have advised against the national drop of level 2 measures, with public transport workers now being confirmed to have had COVID-19, a breakout seems likely. How would you work with iwi to ensure that our kaumātos and kuia are kept safe in another wave of cases arising?
Right, well, Gurley, I think that the most important thing is that we follow the advice from the Ministry of Health. And it's important that iwi, you know, keep up to date, keep informed of the latest advice. I know that you can sometimes get the information from social media, but off the official site. So that's a good way of getting it, I think. Don't believe everything you hear in social media from just members of the public, but just go to the official sites. But I do know that you know, the bus driver in Auckland that has a positive case. I mean, that was a concern, and it's good that New Zealanders have mainly been complying and wearing masks. You see the news footage of people wearing masks in public transport, so that's a good thing, because they recommend the mask helps. I know that wearing the masks has meant that we can reduce the physical distancing requirements now in public transport, so that's been a real godsend for the airlines. So they can now start flying the planes, and now that in New Zealand, now it's worthwhile for them to fly, and I know Virgin is now back flying. So I know that, you know, sorry, not, it's not Virgin. Which is the other airline, Gurley, that competes against Air New Zealand? Who is it? Do you know?
Yeah, well, it's...
The other crowd that compete with Air New Zealand, but they're all back flying now, and that's because we can all sit in the seats next to each other now.
Oh, yeah, they've opened it up.
Yeah, so it's... Jetstar, that's it, not Virgin, Jetstar. Jetstar are the ones that are back flying it again, so that's competition for Air New Zealand, so that'll keep the prices down. But, I mean, it's been months since we've had a case in Northland, so I think the worst is behind us, I really do.
Mm. Right. Te Tai Tokero has been fortunate not to have a breakout in cases of COVID-19, considering the volume of people and tourists that travel the Rohe. However, in the event that we have a breakout in the Northland area, how would you and your party seek to maintain the situation?
Well, Gurley, I think we were supportive of the approach in the recent Auckland outbreak, you know, regional lockdown. I mean, it really, the lockdowns are really debilitating for local economies. It's really bad in terms of businesses. So having them on a regional level, I think, is better. So fewer people and businesses suffer from it, and they just try and localise it. I think that we shouldn't have our city, our countrywide lockdowns anymore. I think that we should be able to stick to regional ones. For example, I don't think there's any justification for having the lockdown of the South Island to level 2. I think there's been no cases in the South Island, and I think that them being a level 2 and being restricted now when we haven't had any cases for months is overkill in my book. So, but we're lucky in Northland, we haven't had any cases of coronavirus for months now. And if there is an outbreak, I'd like to see everyone do their bit to help stop its spread.
Yes, right. Preventing an outbreak of COVID-19 seems to be the most logical. However, given that local authorities are not prioritizing a potential outbreak, saying there's no need for border control measures at level 2, how would you propose we prevent this virus from entering our communities?
Well, I don't want to see Northland closed off to business and tourists unnecessarily. I mean, it's really important that we let life can go on the most normal way possible for our communities. So as long as we protect our vulnerable and follow the health advice, I think we'll be fine. We're relying on Northlanders that travel out of the region to make sure that they, you know, when they're in Auckland, they follow the distancing and the mask wearing and contract tracing. You know, if they go down that way, that's what we rely on Northlanders to do. But we all have to do our bit to prevent the virus spreading and causing harm to businesses and the inevitable lockdowns that come with it. But the other thing I think, Gurley, is that I don't think this virus is the boogeyman that we thought it might have been. I remember we were told way back at the start that we might have 80,000 deaths and if we did nothing. Well, we all know that was way off the mark. That was never going to happen. Even in the worst countries, the death rate has never been, as a percentage of population, has never even been close to that. So, and for a country like us, we're surrounded by natural water, so we've got a natural border, so we should be one of the countries that had the least number of deaths. It's no surprising that we had the lowest number of deaths. So, like I said, I don't think it's the virus. We thought it was going to be really bad when it was unknown. But we sort of know a lot of information now, and we know, you know, how to deal with it, and we know how to control it. And we've got other countries that have controlled it really well and have even had less deaths as a percentage than even us. They've done better than us. There's quite a few countries that have. So, But I truly believe, we'll finish with this, Gurley, I think the government has dropped the ball in this fight in terms of keeping it out. You know, I think we had 100 COVID-free days, and the next day we're being locked down and we had 4 cases, and they still can't tell us how that happened, and then we find out they weren't testing anyone, a shambles in my book. So I think what we need to have is an independent commission of inquiry that when this is all over, after the election and when we've beaten this thing, have a commission of inquiry, get it independently done, look into what we did right and what we did wrong, what was true and what was not true, and get to the bottom of it, and then we'll learn for next time. If something comes along next time, we'll be better prepared for it, whichever government's in power.
Oh, you were switched on at that last answer, because I was going to ask something like that, but you've answered it for me.
That's all right, Gurley. I'm happy to help.
I was going to ask about, you know, after elections, but obviously you've had the thought just like what I'm thinking too. So anyway, it's good to hear from you. And, of course, we'll carry on next week and see what's what.
Lovely, Gurley. You have a great day. Thanks very much.
Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Ai, tēnā anō koutou mō tēnei te wiki o te Māori, ko rongo koutou ngā kōrero. Matt King, me wana pātai, me wana kōrero e puta mai ana, nā no reira, kia tātou katoa kei konei, e mihi atu ana mo tēnei wahanga o te rā.